that's right. I got my love on a sunny day. I tell you what, I got my love on a hot day here, honey. Let me tell you, it's hot out there. Woo-wee! I sure am glad I'm inside. In fact, it'd be even better if I was down there at the Greenwood County Library, because they keep it nice and cool down there at the library. And I'm very fortunate to have Lois Strauss with us this afternoon. She is the ESL and Literacy Volunteer Program. She does this mango thing. We're not talking about dancing. We're talking about music and learning a language. That's right. How you doing today, Lois?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you back. You were here, a little over a year ago, I think?
Yeah.
And we talked about the mango program and how many different languages that y'all carry down there. And you had that at that point, a grant from Dollar General, wasn't it?
That's right. The American Dream grant from Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the American Library Association. We're very lucky to get the subscription to Mango Languages, which we have decided to continue. And it's been a great program. You can learn 60 different languages. Or
wow.
You can learn English narrated or explained in 15 different languages.
So that's really helpful to those that came here with English as a second language.
Yes.
So I know that you've been busy. How has been the response on Mango?
Oh, terrific. We've had over 1,300 usages already. What it is an online program where anyone that holds a Greenwood County Library card can have access to it from their home, from wherever they are on a computer, with access to the internet 24/7.
And you even have an app for it, don't you? Do you
oh,
have
yes.
an app? So you can even do it on your phone.
Right.
That's
or
pretty
your
cool.
iPad.
That is pretty cool.
It is. It's wonderful. We've had a lot of great response from all different people that have tried it, including somebody who works with you.
That's right. One of our interns here was just talking about how great it was. In fact, she has to learn. She learned German last year. I think she has to learn French this year. But I thought for today's lesson, I'd like to learn how to talk like a pirate. And there's a pirate language app, I understand.
Yes. Oh, you're already very good.
Isn't Talk Like a Pirate Day coming up very soon? Isn't it in September?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I think it is. Talk Like a Pirate Day, I'm pretty sure, is sometime the middle of September.
Ah.
You'll have to maybe investigate that for the library.
Right. That's right.
That would be very cool. So, one of the other things before we get to using the mango, I'm going to take a lesson on the radio, folks. Lois, I brought this up to Lois last year. She thought it was such a great idea. She wanted to come back and see if I could do it on the radio this year. So we're actually going to do it this year, aren't we?
We're going to try.
Yeah, we're going to try. So we'll see how that comes together. But just for the record, I know one of the things, did you learn a language with Mango?
Not myself with Mango. I've dabbled in Danish because my daughter lives in Denmark.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I took French back long, long time ago. We won't say how long.
Okay.
And because this is a conversation-based program, I really like it a lot. Where you
it's
can
good
see
if you
the
want
words
to travel.
And yes, it's very good for travel. Or if
isn't there two levels that you can do? You can do the conversational, like if you're going to travel to a country, or you can really get in depth on it.
Right. And be conversational. It's wonderful for a lot of different people that might be homeschoolers or people that are going to travel or anybody who wants to learn any language better.
Now, I'm just curious, did you learn any Danish before you went to Denmark? Because weren't you going to see a grandbaby or something?
Yes. Well, tak is thank you.
Okay, one word. Okay, Lois, that's where it starts. One word at a time here.
I didn't concentrate too much on it lately, so I've forgotten a lot of
but,
it.
But when you were going, did you spend some time trying to learn the language?
Yes, and it's fun.
It's fun, yeah.
There are other things on it, too. There's a medical Spanish course, which is very nice for English speakers to learn medical Spanish. And there's also a romance course, where,
a romance course.
Yes, in Spanish and French. So if you want to learn how in French to say, can I please have a drink?
Or, well, that doesn't sound much like romance, but how about I love you?
You know, I didn't get that far, but I'm sure that's in there somewhere.
Or how about, you're really good looking. Can we have dinner together? And then there was always that famous one, voulez-vous coucher with me? There you go. So I took Spanish, took French too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that we could learn for romance, huh?
Sure. And for the scholars, there's biblical Hebrew.
Okay, there you go. So with 60-some languages, that's quite a variety. And really, there probably isn't anything. Have you found anything where somebody said, gosh darn it, I didn't find that language there?
Not yet.
I'll bet not.
But there's a support line where we can suggest the next languages. They're always adding more languages.
Wow, how about that? Well, listen, I'm here with Lois Strauss. She is from the Greenwood County Library. She not only works with Mango, but don't you help people who want to be able to read? Aren't you working with that program? With reading and learning English as a second language. You actually do one-on-one, not you personally, but you have a group that does one-on-one tutoring.
Right. We have, at the library, there already are, have been over 39 volunteers at a time meeting with people once a week for either one-on-one or classes. And we offer all sorts of different things with literacy and English as a second language. From the basics of learning how to read ABCs all the way to grammar, reading, writing, vocabulary, verbs, conversation. And we also, people that are working on their GEDs, I pair a volunteer with them to help study toward that, or maybe practice citizenship questions.
On becoming a citizen.
You
know, we all probably could take that citizenship test that new people wanting to become citizens of the United States. And I've seen some of these tests. They're not as easy. And for residents of this country, it's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? How maybe we don't know the answers to the questions and some of our new citizens do.
Yeah. I hadn't taken that kind of a course since like eighth grade, and I've forgotten a whole lot of those things.
Exactly. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Lois Strauss. When we come back, I think we're going to give it a try and see if we can learn a little pirate here. I hope you'll stay right with us this afternoon. Then we may switch over, and who knows, we may learn a little French. So the idea is for you to find out how easy it is to sign up and take Mango online, whether for yourself or your kids. Or maybe you're just bored and you want to learn another language. That's always a good idea, too. Good for the brain. So we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. I did just have my informational expert bring me the answer. September 19th is Talk Like a Pirate Day. So the way I look at it, that's 1 month from today. That's right, 1 month from today. So see, we could all be learning how to talk like a pirate, and then the library needs to have a little event about Talking Like a Pirate Day. You need to get with Prudence down there and see if we can't have Talk Like a Pirate event on the 19th of September. That would be too cool. All right, we're here with Lois Strauss. She is, she wanted everybody to see how easy it is to learn a language on Mango. In the language that we're actually going to learn, she's already clicked in. Now, Lois, you have to have a Greenwood library card.
Yes, and the library has a subscription to this. And so you go into the greenwoodcountylibrary.org website for the library, and right on that first page, there's a place to click on Mango. And then if you would put in your library card, and you know, one really cool statistic is that, did you know that in Greenwood County, how many people hold active library cards? 69.77%.
It's almost 70% of the people that live in Greenwood County.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 48,652 people have library cards. And now any of your listeners that hear about this Mango program, I hope you come to the library and ask for one too.
Absolutely. Now, do you have to have a PIN or something to get into this, or you just punch in your library card?
Your actual patron number that's on the back of your card.
And that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Wow. So you punch that number in, and then it takes you to the front screen of Mango.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? You can choose your language. They have a whole listing of 60-plus languages.
Right, to choose from.
And what else do we have to do? Can we go now to page one of the pirate language?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Caitlin, let's cue it up and hear what they say when you first go to the pirate language.
Here's the conversation we'll be studying in this chapter.
Blow me down, the ship's becalmed. Belay your carousing and haul wind smartly.
All my duty to you, Captain. The ship be now a-sailing at full speed.
Arr, me hearty. A fine gentleman o' fortune be ye.
Aye, and finer still with a lass and some booty, I fancy.
Some booty, I fancy. I like the idea of a little booty, my fancy. There you go. So those are the things that we're actually going to learn if we did the whole lesson.
Right. It starts out with the whole conversation, and then it breaks it down, and it helps you learn sentence by sentence.
Okay. All right. So now after you do that, after you've heard what the conversation is that you're going to learn in this first lesson, now we're going to go, and you just have to click the next button, correct, Lois?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. So now
the arrow on the right.
The arrow on the right. There you go. See, this is radio at its extreme.
Blow me down, the ship's becalmed.
Means, oh my gosh, the ship isn't moving. Now you try. Say,
blow me down, the ship's becalmed.
And do I say it now? 2, 1... Blow me down, the ship's be calm. All right, and now we're waiting.
Blow me down, the ship's be calm.
Okay, you want to? Can we play that again or not? Will it play again and tune it up just a little bit there, Caitlin?
Blow me down, the ship's be calmed.
So you can hear yourself singly or along with the narrator.
How'd I do,
to
Lois?
I think it was terrific. What do you
think? I think not bad. Okay, let's go on to the next lesson and see how we do, and then maybe we'll try French after the news. What's the next one, Caitlin?
Now, let's learn. Oh my gosh.
Blow me down.
Okay.
Okay, and then you repeat, blow me down. And there's a little testing.
Blow me down. All right, now we're waiting.
Blow me down.
Okay, Caitlin, you're going to have to tune that up when we come back on that. Okay, can we do another one? Let's do one more here. What's the next
one? Blow me down.
Is an expression of shock or surprise. There are a lot of colorful pirate phrases that mean the same thing, and we'll learn a couple more soon. Be careful using it referring to someone else, though. To
blow a man down
means to kill him.
Ah, blow a man down, yes. That would be a colorful way if they said that on the news, wouldn't it, folks? Well, that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. And so you get to go through line by line, and you're actually going to learn how to speak like a pirate.
Right. And increases your vocabulary and your grammar and has little bits of culture in there. And with memory building exercises and little tests where you have time to say it, and you can hover over a word and it'll give you the pronunciation of the word
while you're looking at it on the screen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow, that's pretty neat. So it increases your vocabulary and culture. When you're talking like a pirate, you have culture. We've got time for one more. Let's do one more there, Caitlin.
How do you say, oh my gosh?
Blow me down.
Those sounds like blow me down's good for anything. Okay.
Let's learn how to say not moving, stationary.
Be calmed.
Be calmed.
Be calmed.
Ooh, good.
All right, let's hear it back, Caitlin.
Calmed.
You know what? If you needed to be entertained, this would be a great way to entertain yourself, wouldn't it? Be calmed. All right. Hey, everybody, be calmed. We're going to hear South Carolina radio news, and when we come back, we'll learn another few phrases, maybe in French this time. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We were learning a little pirate earlier, you know, and Talk Like a Pirate Day is coming up September 19th. Now, if you would like to learn Talk Like a Pirate, maybe today's the first day of school. Maybe that would be a great project for kids to have a project. I know one year, even at the museum, they participated in a Talk Like a Pirate Day over there at the museum. So wouldn't this be fun to see how many people could learn to talk like a pirate, Lois?
Sure, and you can do that through the Greenwood County Library. Anybody with a computer with access to the internet and a library card can access the Mango Languages Program, which was brought to us through a grant from Dollar General Literacy Program.
Sure.
Foundation.
So, you know, but this way, if you have a library card, we've been demonstrating the art of learning the different Mango languages through the library. Now, we thought we'd move on and maybe move into French because it is the language of romance. And because Caitlin has to learn French, we thought we'd help her out with a little French lessons. Yes, Caitlin is our new intern here at WCRS. She's doing a fantastic job.
Maybe.
That's right. Merci beaucoup. But let's see what they're going to teach us in French. And all you have to do this is punch in your number to the library card into greenwoodcounty.org, greenwoodcountylibrary.org.
Yes. You go on to our website, greenwoodcountylibrary.org, and you click on Mango. Mm-hmm. And that brings up the program where you can just do a quick start by putting in your library card. Or you can create a profile where if you were like farther into the lesson, then mm-hmm. it would start you back where you left off.
So you create a profile, and when you go back, it knows right where you left off, and
exactly.
So it picks up at the next point.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. This is really cutting edge, folks, and if you don't take advantage of it, does it cost anything to do this, Lois?
It's free.
What did you say, Lois? It's
free.
Absolutely
free. To library patrons.
That's right.
Thanks to the grant from Dollar General.
That's right. And then you went on after that and got the subscription to that. So please take advantage of this. If you're getting ready to go on a trip and you're petrified that you're not going to know what's going on, this is a great way because they have the conversational for traveling, but then they also have the in-depth program. Am I right on that?
For more fluency.
Yes.
To be conversational.
It's
not for complete fluency. It's to be conversational.
Sure. So if you want to know how to get to the next bar or how to get to the airport, you can learn how to say those things, right? Yeah.
Sure.
All this kind of
sure.
stuff. So let's go ahead maybe and try a little French here. Caitlin, can you cue it up for us? Here we go.
The translation of
Tiens, bonjour, ça va?
Is Oh, good morning. How are you? However, you are literally saying, Hold it. Good morning. How's it going?
And now, what happens? I'm supposed to say it?
Uh-huh.
Tiens, bonjour, ça va.
And there's a recording component. where you can hear your voice played back.
Absolutely. I'm supposed to say it. Tiens, bonjour, ça va.
That's your recording.
There you go. So see, we recorded me learning French right on the air with you. Isn't this awesome? It's just such a great way. Now, let's go on and do one more there, Caitlin. Is there another part that they're going to make me speak here today?
To say good morning, you would say
bonjour.
Oh. Bonjour. And now, will I hear myself? Bonjour. I guess I said it before. I must have said it before. I took many years of French, so I think I can say bonjour. All right, let's do one more, Caitlin.
Okay, now try to say good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour. Okay.
And when it plays back, you can replay the narrator saying the same thing, or you can make it where you can hear both persons at the same time, yourself and the narrator.
Okay. So can we do that then? Can we play that back so we can hear that?
Yeah, you gotta re-record it.
Oh, okay. All right. So when would you like me to re-record it? So we have to do a countdown here for me to do this, folks. That's why there's a little bit of silence here. Are we ready? Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Okay. Bonjour.
Okay.
Yeah, he was louder than me. But anyways, this, I hope, gives you an idea of all the neat things that you can do from home. You don't have to go to the library. You can do so much of this right from home. Now, not only can people learn a language when you're traveling, but for those that are foreigners that want to learn English, it can go the other way. For example, let's say we have somebody from Vietnam who would like to learn to speak English. They can learn it that way, Vietnamese to English, correct? Am I right on that, Lois?
Right. It would be narrated in Vietnamese, explaining English. And our latest student is now taking English explained in Russian.
English explained in Russian?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Wow.
So we have people doing English explained in Japanese.
Wow.
Spanish, French, German, lots of different, 15 different languages.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's amazing that, now, you know, they always talk about Rosetta Stone, and yet people have talked about Mango as better, equal. What do you think there? I mean, I've heard
people discussing.
Course,
I'm biased. I like to see the words in print. When I speak in Spanish, I'm seeing words in my head. And so I like the conversation-based Mango.
Mango,
And my daughter just told me this afternoon that her friend in Utah was asking, how can I learn a foreign language? And they brought up Mango.
They brought up Mango?
Yeah.
How about that?
I was
that?
Very surprised.
Well, you know, the Mango is, and the thing is, if you take Rosetta Stone, you're going to have to pay for it. And if you're a resident right here in Greenwood and you have a Greenwood County library card, it's going to cost you nothing. It doesn't get any better than that. All of it comes up on the screen, and I understand there's even an app for it, so if you wanted to do it on your smartphone. Caitlin was telling us that she learned German while jogging and working out. I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing, isn't it, what we can do, multitasking.
That's right.
Absolutely. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about Mango and the other things going on down there at the Greenwood County Library. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We're with Lois Strauss here this afternoon. She is the ESL and coordinator. She does a lot down there at the library. She works with the Mango language. She's a literacy, does the literacy volunteer programs at the Greenwood County Library. So we've been having a little fun playing on the computer. Who do you know in their right mind does this type of thing to bring none other than me, Ann Eller? I'm crazy, but I'm having a good time learning pirate here today. But we did want to also talking about a little bit about the Learning Express Library. There are all kinds of online study guides and tutorials. And to use the Learning Express, you just have to go to greenwoodcountylibrary.org, click on the Databases tab, scroll down, and click on the Learning Express link. First-time users must register to use the database. And, of course, you do need your Greenwood County Library card. But they have nearly 1,000 online tutorials, practice tests, and ebooks to help patrons of all work on your GED if you have the ACT and SAT preparation. You know, that's a great one because everybody seems to still have to take those SATs and you want to get the best score and not freak out when you take that test, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Computer skills, U.S. citizenship preparation, and work keys, practice tests. I mean, you know, that's a big thing to be work key certified. So that's a good one. Career certification and licensure exam prep, skill building in reading, writing, math, and basic science. So these are some good things. It's called the Learning Express Library. Not only that, they have lots of music that you can listen to. You can download ebooks and even movies. So make sure you check out all the things the Greenwood County Library has to offer. But now, back to learning to talk like a pirate in order to be ready for National Pirate Day. Talk Like a Pirate Day, which is September 19th. I've got 1 month to be ready. Arrgh! What's the next lesson, Caitlin?
Here's a fun pirate joke. Why does it take pirates so long to learn the alphabet? Because they spend years at sea.
See, they even mix in a little humor here. Okay, what comes up next, Caitlin?
This is how you say, stop your messing around and quickly align the ship with the wind.
Belay your carousing and haul wind smartly.
Okay. Do I have to say it? 3, 2, 1. Belay your carousing and hail the wind smartly. And now? Belay your carousing and hail the wind smartly. Arrgh. How'd I do, Lois?
Terrific.
Terrific?
That's you record, so you're able to record your voice and hear it, and then you can hear it alongside the narrator and compare. So that's a really nice facet of the... Speaking of facets.
Right, of mango.
Yeah. Facet of mango.
That's right. And, you know, one of the other things that I think is really nice about mango is you actually see the words right in front of you. That makes it easy to realize what you're trying to say. Like you were saying, in the end, after you've done it enough times, you literally can see the words in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Right,
And so that's a good way to learn. And... at the end, do I get certified in being able to talk like a pirate? I just need to know.
Well, I'm sure you'd be just ready to meet any pirate that might come
to
Greenwood.
Phrases like belay your carousing and hail the wind smartly are not something I'm probably going to use that much in Greenwood.
But it sure was fun, wasn't it?
Well, it was fun, absolutely. And what a way to entertain the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, on a rainy night, you don't know what you're going to do. You want to do something family-oriented. Punch in your library card and have everybody have a good time learning pirate. That's a great one. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the more obscure languages, can you name a couple of others? You said we could learn Hebrew.
Yes.
Yes.
Biblical Hebrew, no less.
Okay.
And two different kinds of Chinese, Mandarin and Cantonese. The Spanish, you can learn Latin American Spanish or from Spain. Mm-hmm. Japanese, Tagalog.
Right.
We don't have the list right in front of us.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think Urdu was one of them.
Urdu, okay.
60 languages, that covers a lot of ground.
Do we have Klingon? I need to know, do we have Klingon as a language?
Oh, we should suggest that next.
Suggest Klingon, because that might be one that we need someday real soon. Well, this is great. But on a serious note, one of the things that really separates people today is that ability to read. And I know one of the things from a serious standpoint here is, and I know that you and others that have worked down there at the library have spent time bringing somebody able to read. I remember you telling me about a story about a lady who could not read and she wanted to be able to learn to read her own Bible. And
yes,
that she did. In the end, she accomplished that, and she was so proud. And that has to be from a fulfilling standpoint, or something that you help somebody else learn to be able to read is such a gift that people can volunteer and do.
It's a gift that keeps growing with the person throughout their whole life. It's a skill that that you're able to give. It's a wonderful feeling to be a volunteer make a difference in somebody's life like that. Many people are motivated by wanting to help their children, mm-hmm. wanting to be able to talk to the teachers, and just converse and make friends as well. But we had one person come that was working on his GED, and when he celebrated, it was very, very special. And then he came back, and I thought, what? And he wanted to volunteer. He said, I want to give back, and can you find me a student that I can help?
Wow, that's terrific. Now, if somebody wants to volunteer, how do they go about doing it, and what is required, Lois?
You should be at least 16 years of age or older, and because this is an adult program.
Okay.
And just come to the library and talk to me, and I'll what I like to do is find out what you would like to do. We've had some people that wanted to practice their Spanish or practice, you know, a different language, and so I've coupled them with higher level students where it's more of an interchange.
Maybe it's more of a win-win. They're learning
yeah.
better Spanish because they're speaking to somebody that's Spanish speaking, but they're also helping teach them English.
Exactly.
Wow, that's awesome. And as far as how you meet, where you meet, how does this work?
Usually volunteers meet once a week for about an hour.
Okay.
Some meet two or three times a week, but it's...
Do they meet at the library?
At the library, yes.
Okay.
We have soundproof rooms, a lot of different spots in the library where people can meet. It's a wonderful center location here in downtown
sure.
Greenwood.
So, yeah, it is. But you don't have to worry about meeting somebody outside the library. I mean,
right.
you meet there at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you found that you weren't connecting with somebody, that you could say, I don't think this is working out. Can I change with somebody else? I mean, I'm sure you have that situation every once in a while, too.
Oh, sure. It's not a static thing. It's always changing.
And if you wanted to be a volunteer and you knew you were going to be traveling or something, that's not a problem either. If you need to take a couple of weeks off and then get back with the person, does that work also?
Sure. People understand that, and they might have doctor's appointments or things that where they have to cancel from time to time, too.
Sure. So now what are the hours of the library? Because the hours open are during the week, you're open later, but I know on
right.
Friday I think you close earlier or something. What are the hours at the Greenwood County Library?
Well, Monday through Wednesday, 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. Thursday, 9 to 5:30, and the same on Friday, 9 to 5:30. And we have Saturday hours, 12 to 4, and Sunday, 2 to 5:30.
So plenty
anytime,
of opportunity.
Right. Anytime the library is open, a person could volunteer. And we have a couple of night classes, and we're hoping to start a class on a Sunday.
Wow. You know, that is terrific. So if you'd like to help them out at the library, now, Lois, what number would they call to try to talk to you about what's going on or how to get involved?
941-3044. And if you forget that, just call the library and ask for literacy or ESL, and they'll get you to me.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? It's coming up on that 5 o'clock hour. We are right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Yes, you've been learning to talk like a pirate. You can learn French. You can learn Spanish. You can learn the Romance languages. You can learn anything you want to learn when it comes to communication right there at the Greenwood County Library. So awesome that we were able to keep that subscription to Mango, and the more people that use it, the more they'll want to keep it. So go ahead, go to greenwoodcountylibrary.org, click on the Mango, and then put in your library card number. That's all you need to do this. Lots of information on the Greenwood County Library .org website, so make sure you check that out. Lois, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thanks for having me.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's going to do it for me. We'll be back in the morning, so make sure you tune in to the All of N Show. Let's see if I can say it like a pirate. Make sure you tune in to All of N Show. Thanks, Grace. Bye-bye, everybody.